All right, so let's dive into AI code assistants.
Okay.
Everyone's talking about them.
Right.
They're supposed to make our lives easier, right?
Yeah.
But are they secretly making our code like worse? Is this like a deal with the devil situation?
Yeah, like a Faustian bargain.
So that's what we're going to try to find out today.
Okay.
We're digging into a 2025 research report from Alloy.dev.
Okay.
It's called AI Copilot Code Quality, evaluating 2024's increased defect rate via code quality metrics. So they analyzed 211 million lines of code to
Wow.
see how AI is impacting things. And
Yeah.
some of the findings are pretty eye-opening, I gotta say.
Well, what's really fascinating here is this isn't just like theoretical, like we're looking at hard data from real-world projects. So it gives us a much clearer picture of the trade-offs.
So no more guessing games.
Right.
We're going straight to the source.
Exactly.
Speaking of the source, one of the first things that jumped out at me was just how widespread AI adoption had become.
Yeah.
The report says that 63% of professional developers are now using AI assistants.
Wow.
That's a huge number.
It
It
is.
seems like everybody's jumping on the AI bandwagon.
Absolutely. And there's a good reason for that.
Why is that?
I mean, the primary reason developers are turning to AI is to boost their productivity.
Okay.
And you know what? It's working.
Really?
We're seeing a significant increase in the amount of code being written.
So we're getting more done.
We are.
But is it good code?
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Right, because if it's buggy, it's not really helping us.
Exactly.
Think about it. You're probably feeling the pressure to deliver software faster than ever before. AI seems like the perfect solution.
Yeah, more code in less time.
Yeah, fire me up.
Right.
But that's where things start to get a little tricky.
Okay.
Because while AI might be helping us churn out code at lightning speed, the report suggests it's coming at a cost.
It might be.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the core issue seems to be that AI is optimizing for short-term gains, lines of code,
Okay.
without much consideration for long-term maintainability.
Okay, so break that down for me. What does that mean, like in practical terms?
Sure.
How does that impact the way we write code?
So good developers, and I know you're always striving to improve your skills.
Oh, of course, always learning.
Right. Good developers focus on building systems that are not just functional, but also elegant and efficient.
Okay.
They refactor their code, meaning they constantly look for ways to improve the structure and make it more reusable.
Got it.
They create modular systems that are like well-organized Lego sets.
Oh, okay.
You can easily swap out or add components without breaking the whole thing.
Right, so you're not constantly reinventing the wheel or
Exactly.
creating a tangled mess that's impossible to understand 6 months down the line.
Precisely. And this is where the report raises some serious red flags.
Okay, I'm listening.
Since the rise of AI assistants moved code, a key indicator of refactoring,
Okay.
has plummeted by over 50%. Wow, 50%.
Yeah, that's a huge drop.
That is huge.
And it suggests that we're not spending enough time thinking about the long-term health of our code.
Wow. What are the implications of that if we're not refactoring as much?
Right.
Does that mean our code is becoming less maintainable?
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
The report also found that the amount of copy-pasted code has skyrocketed.
Oh,
In fact, 2024 was the first year where copy-pasted code actually exceeded moved code.
no. Oh, wow. So we've tipped over the edge.
It seems so. This is a potential recipe for disaster.
Why is that? I mean, copy and pasting seems like a pretty efficient way to get things done. What's the big deal with the duplicated code?
So imagine you have the same block of code repeated 10 times throughout your code base.
Okay. Yeah.
Now imagine you discover a bug in that block of code.
Oh.
You don't just have to fix it once, you have to fix it in all 10 places.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It's a nightmare for maintenance and a breeding ground for inconsistencies.
Ouch. Yeah, I can see how that would quickly spiral out of control.
So more duplicated code means more potential for bugs and more time spent fixing those bugs
Right.
instead of building new features.
Exactly. And it's not just about the time and effort involved.
Okay.
Studies have shown that code clones, which are essentially those duplicated blocks of code, have a high probability of being involved in bugs.
Oh, so it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It's a vicious cycle. More duplicated code leads to more bugs, which leads to more time spent fixing bugs and so on.
Ugh, it's like a downward spiral.
It can't be.
Okay, so we've got a problem on our hands.
We might.
So it sounds like this copy and paste frenzy fueled by AI
Yeah.
could have some pretty serious consequences down the line.
Right.
Are we just setting ourselves up for a software apocalypse where everything is buggy and impossible to maintain?
Well,
It's kind of a scary thought.
It's definitely a valid concern,
Yeah.
and the research, you know, highlights the potential risks
Yeah.
that we need to be aware of.
Right.
But before we, you know, spiral into a full-blown software panic, I think it's important to remember that this is still early days for AI-assisted coding.
Okay.
You know, we're learning as we go.
Okay. That makes me feel a little better.
Yeah.
So we're not all doomed.
Not yet.
Tell me more about these, like, positive signs.
Sure.
What are developers doing differently to avoid these pitfalls?
Well, one of the most encouraging trends is that developers are becoming more selective about when and how they use AI.
Okay.
Instead of treating it like a mindless code completion machine,
right,
they're starting to use it more strategically as a tool to augment their own skills and decision making.
So instead of just accepting whatever the AI spits out,
right,
they're actually thinking critically about the suggestions.
Uh-huh.
And making sure they align with the overall goals of the project.
Exactly. It's like the difference between blindly following GPS directions,
okay,
and using a map to understand the route and make informed decisions along the way.
Yeah.
Developers are realizing that they need to be in the driver's seat, using AI as a navigational aid rather than letting it dictate the journey.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right?
But how does that look in practice?
Sure.
What are some specific examples of how developers are using AI more strategically?
Well, one example is using AI as a brainstorming partner.
Okay.
So let's say you're tackling a particularly tricky problem.
Yeah.
You could use an AI assistant to generate different code snippets or explore various approaches
okay.
to solving the problem. It's like having an extra pair of eyes or even an extra brain.
Right.
To help you think through the possibilities.
Ah, so it's like having a super-powered brainstorming session with a coding buddy
yeah.
who's really good at coming up with creative solutions.
Exactly.
But you're still the one making the final call on which approach is best.
Exactly. And speaking of extra pairs of eyes,
yeah.
another interesting development is the rise of AI-powered code review tools.
Wait, AI can help us with code reviews now too?
Yeah.
Isn't that something that requires, you know, human judgment and experience?
It does. And these tools aren't meant to replace human reviewers entirely.
Yeah.
But remember, AI is incredibly good at pattern recognition and finding anomalies.
Right.
So these AI-powered tools can act as a super-powered linter, flagging potential issues that might slip past a human reviewer.
Like what?
Like subtle code clones, potential security vulnerabilities, or inconsistencies in coding style.
So it's like having a tireless assistant who can comb through your code
yeah.
and point out things you might have missed, even if you're super experienced.
Yes, that's the idea.
That sounds like it could be a huge time saver.
It definitely can be.
Yeah.
It helps reduce the cognitive load on human reviewers.
Okay.
Allowing them to focus on the more nuanced aspects of the code and the overall design.
Makes sense.
And because AI is constantly learning from new data, these tools are getting smarter all the time.
Okay, so we've got AI helping us write code and AI helping us review code.
Mm.
Is there anything else it's starting to do in the development process?
Well, there are also tools that can analyze pull requests, you know, those bundles of changes you submit for review.
Yeah.
And identify potential conflicts, suggest appropriate reviewers based on the code being modified.
Okay.
And even predict the likelihood of those dreaded merge conflicts.
Whoa, hold on. Predict merge conflicts now. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I can't even count how many hours I've wasted wrestling with those things.
Right.
It's the worst.
And that's just one example of how AI is starting to streamline and optimize the entire development workflow.
So it seems like we're moving away from the AI as a coding robot model
uh-huh.
and more toward AI as a helpful assistant model. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's a great way to put it as we learn to use AI more strategically.
Yeah.
It's becoming less about replacing developers and more about augmenting our abilities and making us more efficient.
Right.
And as this trend continues, I think we'll see even more creative and innovative ways to leverage AI in the development process.
Cool.
We're really just scratching the surface of what's possible.
I like the sound of that. It's exciting to think about how we can use this technology
yeah.
to push the boundaries of what's possible in software development.
Right.
But even with these new tools and approaches,
mm-hmm.
there's still a crucial role for us humans.
Right? Yeah,
they're not going to be completely replaced by AI overlords anytime soon.
Absolutely not. In fact, I'd argue that certain skills are becoming even more valuable in the age of AI.
Okay, so AI isn't going to steal our jobs tomorrow, which is reassuring.
Right.
But it does sound like the role of the developer is changing.
Uh-huh.
What skills should we be focusing on to stay ahead of the curve in this AI-powered world?
That's a great question. And the report actually sheds some light on this.
Yeah.
Think about the things that AI is still not very good at.
Okay, like what?
Things like understanding complex business logic,
Okay.
designing elegant architectures, or writing clear and concise documentation.
Right.
These are all skills that require a deep understanding of the problem you're trying to solve and the ability to think critically and creatively.
Right.
AI can assist us, but it can't replace those uniquely human
Well,
capabilities.
it's not about becoming an AI whisperer.
Right.
It's about becoming a better developer overall.
Exactly.
We need to double down on those core skills that make us valuable, even in an AI-driven world.
I agree.
Makes sense. But I have to admit, I'm still a bit nervous about using AI in my own work.
Yeah.
What are some specific things I can do today to make sure I'm using it effectively
Sure.
and not accidentally sabotaging my code base or ending up with a Frankencode monster?
Yeah, I understand your hesitation. It's new territory for all of us.
Yeah.
First and foremost, remember that AI is a tool, not a crutch.
Okay.
It can offer suggestions and speed up certain tasks,
Right.
but you're still the one in control. Never blindly accept AI-generated code without understanding what it's doing and why.
So rule number one, be a critical thinker, not a code copying zombie.
Exactly.
Got it. What else?
Testing, testing, testing.
Oh, right, of
This is
course.
always important.
Yeah. But it's even more crucial when you're working with AI-generated code.
Okay.
You need robust unit tests to catch any potential bugs or regressions that might slip through the cracks.
Yeah, makes sense. It's like having a trusty sidekick double-checking your work,
Right.
just in case the AI gets a little too creative.
Exactly. Are there any other practical tips you can share?
Yeah. Any other words of wisdom?
Don't be afraid to refactor AI-generated code.
Okay.
Remember all that talk about moved code?
Yeah.
Just because the AI suggests something doesn't mean it's the most elegant or efficient solution.
Right.
You might need to break down large functions,
Okay.
extract common logic into reusable modules, or generally make the code cleaner and easier to understand.
So it's okay to roll up our sleeves and do some good old-fashioned code cleanup,
Absolutely.
even if it means undoing some of the AI's work.
Think of it as a collaboration.
Okay.
The AI might provide a starting point,
Right.
but you're the architect shaping the final product.
Got it.
And this leads to another important point. Okay. Focus on building modular, well-documented systems. This is where humans really shine.
Right.
AI can't grasp the big picture or understand the nuances of human-readable documentation the way we can.
That makes sense. We need to make sure we're not just building for the AI, we're
Yeah.
building for the other humans who will be reading, understanding, and maintaining this code in the future.
Exactly. And let's be real, AI isn't going to be writing those bug reports
Yeah, true.
or explaining this system architecture to new team members anytime soon.
Exactly. And here's a bonus tip. Communication is key.
Oh, good one.
Talk to your team about how you're using AI,
Yeah.
share your best practices, and work together to develop coding standards that prioritize quality and maintainability. We're all navigating this new landscape
There
together.
you are.
So let's learn from each other's experiences.
Absolutely.
Collaboration is key. That's a great point. We're all in this together,
Yeah.
trying to figure out how to use this powerful technology responsibly and effectively.
So to sum it all up, it seems like the key to success in the age of AI is to embrace a balanced approach.
I think so.
Use AI as a tool to enhance your productivity,
Right.
but don't let it dictate your coding practices.
Exactly.
Stay focused on the fundamentals of good software development and never stop learning and evolving.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's an exciting time to be a developer.
It is.
And I'm optimistic about the future.
Me too.
As AI continues to evolve at a breakneck pace, it's more important than ever to stay informed, stay curious, and keep those human brains engaged.
Absolutely. So to all you code-slinging adventurers out there, keep experimenting, keep learning, and most importantly, keep building awesome things.
Yeah.
And until next time, happy coding.